It was Jay Cutler's first career start. It was also the coldest game ever played at Invesco Field, and it left the Broncos out in the cold after Josh Brown's 50-yard field goal with 5 seconds left handed Denver a 23-20 loss. Much went wrong for the Broncos, a neck injury to Al Wilson, a fourth quarter letdown that saw the Broncos yield 16 points, and some problems on special teams. But the seeds of the defeat were sown long before the final gun.
That what killed it was turnover. It wasn't because Al wasn't at the game and they was running through us as a defense, just turnovers. And like I told them earlier, we'll win a turnover battle 90% of the time wins the game. And that was true today. You know, they won a turnover battle and they end up winning the game at the end.
Two of those were interceptions off of Cutler. The rookie has moments in his first start, throwing two touchdown passes, but an ill-advised second quarter toss under pressure found its way to Darrell Tapp, who scored a touchdown that put the Seahawks in position for a comeback.
He'll learn by that mistake. All quarterbacks will go through that learning process. But, you know, he battled in there. It's, you know, it's what's expected. I was pleased, obviously, with his poise during the game. But we've still got some strides to make.
It was just going to be a fake and then a keeper. They blitzed both sides there, so there was really nothing we could do. It was just kind of a bad play. I mean, they had a good play on, so I just got to learn to throw the ball away and take a loss there.
Just got to learn in some situations, just throw the ball away and hold on to the ball. Just like the first interception you threw for a touchdown, you know, we up 10-0 and the defense playing good. Sometimes, you know, you got to take the second. He a young player just like I am. I made mistakes, still am making mistakes, and everybody going to do that. And he going to learn. He going to, you know, learn this game in the NFL. He going to be fine.
But Shanahan seemed to express some misgivings about the game plan he put in place for Cutler's first start.
A little disappointed in myself. I think maybe we put a little bit too much in the game plan.
Never really overwhelmed. We had a few miscommunications and stuff, but that's going to happen. So just got to go back to work.
If that's how he felt, then that's how he felt. I'm not sure as to why he would say that, but obviously, you know, our game plan is not the most simple. It's not simple. I think an NFL game plan for any quarterback is rather complex, and this being his first start, you want to give him enough information where he can produce, but not too much where he can't digest it all.
Man, I knew going into this, it wasn't going to be a perfect game, and it wasn't. I made some mistakes. We had a lot of mistakes, so I kind of blame myself, though. I mean, those turnovers really hurt us.
But all that is piffle compared to the major issue at hand for the Broncos, that they are 7-5, on their longest losing streak in 3 years, and in need of something, anything, to provide a transfusion of energy to help them reverse the slide and make the playoffs.
Things happen in the course of a season you can't predict. We're not counting ourselves out at all. We know what we have to do. We still have 4 games left, and we're planning on winning all 4 of them.
All you can do is control the next week, and whatever happens, happens. But, you know, obviously common sense says that your chances for the division title aren't very good. So, you know, common sense says if you win the rest of the game, that you could win it. But the chances are it would be a wild card.
Team's still confident. We got way too much talent for us to think that this season's over. We got a lot of games left, a lot of football left to play. Anything can happen. So we'll bounce back. We'll get back to work, and we'll be ready for San Diego.
Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care, and thanks for watching.